to the Garland Library Board Meeting, Wednesday, April 23rd. We'll call the meeting to order at 6:10 p.m. In attendance, we have Devin
Jeffries.
I was going to say Keith. Devin Jeffries, Tammy Kaufman, Wanda Bronson, Marcy Cox, and Linda Keen, librarian, and Linda Warren, mayor. Could I motion to vote to approve the agenda?
I'm
to approve the agenda
for April
23rd. Before you vote, how many is on your board? Six.
Okay,
so
four.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor of approving the April 23rd agenda, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Can I get a vote to approve the March 26th meeting minutes?
I will go ahead and make a motion to approve the March 26th
minutes.
I second.
Thank you, Cam. All in favor of approving the March 26th, 2025 minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Right, thank you. First in library business, Cherise has resigned from the board. She set a lot of commitments, especially with her husband on city council, and so I wanted to see if we could just sign this card and give it to her for her thanks. Thanks for helping on the board, and so if we need help with activities, if she's available, she would like to help us. Anything for you? For whatever issues?
No, for library business. So I do have just... This is just for you guys to read. I gave it to Linda. She's going to send it to the attorney. But this is what I'm trying to do with Tremont versus having a consortium. Because really, we are just a blood sharing. It's too big a deal.
Yeah.
Because we really don't need to be a consortium.
There's not going to be a huge amount of people that do it, right? I mean, some just go to Tremont, some come to Garland, and that's it. But
we have quite a few, but they do blood share.
More than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many members?
She never been smoking when she first got that for
Yeah, that was rough going.
How many library cards do we have out of Garland?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
100, 500,000, I don't know.
We have probably at least 1,000 plus.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know how she made 15,000, but anyway. So this is just kind of what I'm just trying to implement.
Did you want to sign
so,
up? Are you not allowed to?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Linda will give it to them. Attorney, and then from there, she's actually going to go and present it to the Tremont mayor. And then once all that's done, then we'll bring it back to sign and stuff. But I just kind of wanted to know where that was going. That's what that lecture for was.
So when did you send me that letter for the donations? Did you do that?
Oh, I forgot to do that. Sorry.
I see that in my email, so.
Because
I'm going to go and sneak into Walters and Maddox. And then I also got about emergency fares. Zutaw was here. Oh. And so I talked to a lady there, and she gave me that lady's name and email address. So I'm going to begin with her to see if she'll do something for some reading, and also we can be based for the library.
How many people were there? A lot of people.
Between 60 and 75. Okay. We
may
have thought about 60, but I think there was a...
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
So just, Lauren brought in something from IFA, so I've got that. I got the Hobo Zoo sent tickets. Just kind of seeing how everybody's doing on, and if you need help with something, I'm happy to help.
How much ones did Cherise take? Does somebody need to?
Cherise did the snow shack.
She's done the grill.
She did not.
Let's see. Snow shack, the grill.
Yeah.
Mm. And then she mentioned Pierce Market.
Oh, yeah. She'll text her and see if she talked to him or if we should
put it on.
Yeah, just go ahead and follow up with her, and if she doesn't want to do that, we'll just just let me know and I'll offer to one.
Okay.
Tracy Avery is mailing us theirs, so that is done. Those are the only ones I know of.
There's Arctic Circle 30 coming.
Arctic Circle, good job, Bill.
Still waiting to hear back from, I've got a message to Seed Scorer, I've submitted Megaflex's official donation request form, and he's waiting to hear back. Harry's Theater left a message, waiting to hear back.
Is that one in Brigham?
Harry.
Of Harry, yeah. If you have, if you have heard back from them, I can stop there. I said last year, I just stopped in the sheet. We have the bubble person coming for our that's for our fizzy drink, you know. Not really vodka. He'll just come for an hour. I said, it's fine if you want to do two, and he was like, it'll be okay, and I'll be okay. So,
Sweet.
I'll be
fine.
I went on a little excursion with my grandson, and decided he wanted to have his face painted. It took me a minute to find anybody willing to do that that doesn't go to a fair. Anyway, I contacted this lady, very nice. She said, I'll do it for you.
For free?
No.
Oh.
For $10, but I had to drive to Syracuse. It cost me more to drive to Syracuse and pay for the... But anyway.
$10 per person?
It was $10 for him, for the half of days. Yeah. He was a ninja. Anyway,
I thought you meant she'd come here for $10.
I was like, $10 a person? And I am thinking about calling her to see if she would come for summer reading party and see how much she'd charge. If it's not that too much, it might be fun. She did a good job.
I've seen some of the youth that they do it for a party. They get like six friends or through their friends, you know, do it. Sometimes they like it. I don't know who's
going to
do
it. The wind
flies around. And they might know friends if they...
Okay.
Yeah. That might do it for...
Well, because I could be around the...
Youth Council.
Yeah, too, so we got
that. Anyway, that's all for... I just have to get the hot dogs for it and buns. I'm pretty sure that the water place in Brigham will donate water. I think they're just waiting till it's closer to the... Like they said, you have to, 2 weeks before, blah, blah, blah. So I already sent in the request, and they're like, we'll send you a... Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure. But I have to have, it's a big pallet of water. So I have to have a way to get it.
Like they put it, they want to put it in the back of a truck?
Yeah.
So you
got
to pick it up?
Yeah.
I mean, how many are on a pallet?
I don't know.
Just saying, even if it's like 16 cases, you could still, if we had to, we could. I'm saying if we had to, we could cut it and put it in a car.
Is my other one that's on Forest Street?
Closed.
So my husband works out the street from that.
Oh.
If he were to drive his pickup, would
it
fit in
my room? I think so.
Okay.
But now the truck should be 40 by 40.
Yeah.
46.
It's just one pallet, so.
So if you worked out a date, like.
They'll give me the date that we have to go pick up.
Oh, okay. So let me know, and if it could work for me. If it's a Thursday or Friday, that would be the very best for
him. Okay.
All the days.
It probably won't be a Friday, but I told them, I said I would prefer to pick it up on Wednesday or Thursday. No, that makes two. If you grant me that, I don't know, so. But I will let you know.
Not that we pay. I was thinking of this year we were talking, and someone's like, no,
I said, I think everything else is ready.
That's sad. I need to be ready.
You know Willy Wonka?
No, I haven't called the theater department. She's been there. I was going to walk over. Okay. I need to do that.
I was asking for...
I lived in the closet. I just don't have the...
Willy Wonka. All right.
So let's get to that. I just kind of wanted to know where we were on donations and everybody needed.
So this is the place. Park said they would donate. They said we'll keep it for you and we'll call and you can just pick it up at the front desk. I think we're just going to ask them to do that.
They had them last year.
I was going to say.
Let's explain that we're out. And then, so we did not take it back from very well. And then, like I said, before we started, Bob Hatsbury said about 100 passes.
Wow.
They have your address. They're going to mail them to you.
Can you call this is the place because I will be in Salt Lake in the next couple of days.
Okay. So I'll let her
call.
If she doesn't, then I'll.
I just kind of have the way that's nice.
Well, you could, if they're going to have them there, she can just pick them up. Isn't that what they said?
Yeah, what they said is they're just waiting for the library, but usually they're here for the tickets for the library. Do you want to just plan on?
Very lucky. I mean, if I give you that now, you can.
Someone
wanted
it just so they remember that they think this was a tax trial.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So do you want to just plan to pick them up? Thank you so much. Okay, I'll let them know that someone's coming. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else for that? Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
And were you able to get the shack cleaned out, or do you need help with that?
Yeah.
Oh, you said you were going to go.
We did that 2 weeks out.
Oh, Bob?
Yeah.
And you want to set anything out asking for yourself?
Sure. Oh, I asked. We did. I knew you were down, so.
Yeah. That's this week. This weekend, but.
Oh, but you've done it 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
But you're.
I saw him last week. I know.
I
saw him every day.
And he was on and knows. Are you down there? I'm excited. Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, well, because usually you put it in our group and say, someone do a little something. I'm doing
And the beach was lovely on that Saturday. It was a conference at the beach. It was amazing. So I'm just saying. Anyway.
Perfect. Anyway, yes, we've had, this will be our third bombing.
And we sold this weekend.
We sold extremely well. We sold 144 hamburgers last week.
Nice.
And probably 55, something like that the week before.
So we almost made in 2 weeks what we made all summer last year.
Going with hot dogs.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Please, let me know what that
was. It's a quarter pounder, but they do need to cook longer. I only get brown on the outside of it because of the thicker ones.
That's what I told him.
I'm on the inside when I got home.
They said it's got to be cooked longer. So I told him, let's cook it on the rotisserie, and then you can put it on the grill to, like, give it that little crisp flavor. I don't know if you listen to me, but anyway. So yes, we've done well. I have to go pick up stuff on Friday, so is there another card I can use as for Sam's?
I think we still have the same one.
Okay. But did you guys shut it off?
Not till we get up. I don't think so. I'll check with Tiffany tomorrow.
Okay. Just let me know, because I'm going to go Friday. I've got to get more hamburger buns. Tiffany was a great help. She ran up there after you left.
Oh, it was
crazy after you left. Shannon and I were nuts. Well, he stayed, but then he had to leave. And as soon as he left, that's when it was just like.
I don't know that he's going to stay.
Yeah.
Mine always texts in our chat because when someone's available, like you don't know before, but you can run down for half hour.
Well, I ran out of buns. Tiffany came. She came to give us money because we didn't have enough money. People were paying in cash. We ran out of money, so she came down.
Years,
yeah, they ditched it better this time than the last time.
Okay.
And then, so then she went and got hamburger buns and...
Was it more tomatoes?
Pickles. A few jars of pickles. But we're out of jalapenos, we're almost out of hamburger buns.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've got to pick those up and a few more chips. So they're going well.
They're going well. Nice.
This week I know people have dance, and it turns to be state conference. Most of my board is in the state conference area. So I don't know if anybody would be available, but I'm wondering if any of the youth council would be willing to come. If I can call Jeanette, Jeanette can ask them.
And the game served hamburgers until 6:30.
Wow.
And the volume was still going on the North Diamond. And Shannon said, we're done. So we just, he just shut it so we could start cleaning. And we would have been there a long time, but at least, I feel like we at least need to be open until 6:30 because the last two games start at 5. And that's when everybody was just like,
want to grab it on the way home, on the way home instead of have to stop.
Or as soon as they got there,
yeah,
there was some stuff to eat.
Yeah, like when I was there, there were some people that was doing 5 hamburgers, 5 hot dogs, 6 hamburgers, 4 hot dogs. They knew what they ordered.
Yeah.
And when we know that, we can, yeah, that's good time. We can, we always try not to over people, but it's coming, you know, we can.
Yeah. So it's
good.
He just, and everybody compliments the fact that they just, they don't mind waiting because
they're fresh. Yeah. We're not McDonald's with the microwave.
You can put it on.
All right, awesome. All right, Garland City Business, anyone?
I just know, trying to get Buster is like quarantined. He keeps giving us excuses. Oh, I gotta wait for the weather to warm up. I gotta wait for the weather to warm up. Well, we have warm weather. But I think his thing is now it's fading out because what we've had to do so much. So much. He wants to make sure that what he does, it is at least 40 degrees, so he doesn't have to come back and do anything else.
And I understand that, but one of the problems...
He's got to get done when Paul told him that.
The other problem I have is all those plants were bought last year in May, and so I want to know, is my warranty up in May? Because I got dead plants. I got dead shrubs.
Well, then we need to let them know that right now.
And Buster's the one, he said I had to tell him. So.
So did you tell him?
I did not. I don't have a lot of patience with Buster, so I'm kind of turning them over to you.
You think my patience is better, huh?
And he hasn't. Why can't those buttons be hooked up outside? What's the deal with that?
The railing, when our interim engineer started looking at that, those railings should have been what they call optic oil. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Because that's what helps.
It's like it vulcanizes it.
Yeah,
it vulcanizes it.
And Paul was in agreement with me. That's black paint they just put on that. You cannot put paint on galvanized railing, so they've got to come back and do that.
They have to take them off.
Well, usually you take them off to take them, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, so they'll be...
Well, I would like somebody to give somebody a dead one.
Paul has told him that has to be done by June.
I don't want to go clear to June.
June 10th, because we have to have it done by the end of the month.
Is that
did
our grant deadline?
Did Julie ever get back with you?
No.
So have we paid this contractor?
Oh, not partially. They
so
only
we have
so
an obligation
much.
To finish this.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I just don't. I don't know that they have motivation to finish anything.
Mm-hmm. Now I remember the plants going in May.
They didn't.
So they almost the plants.
They yeah. bought them because they intended to plant them the end of June because that stairs were the very first set were poured the first part of
so
June.
So where did you know like, how they got
them? No, I don't. Did they
it's got mulch nurseries?
Because they were planted right here.
No, that's right. They kept them in the greenhouse.
Okay. And do they have drip sprinklers going to them?
Yes. And that has
and that been turned on?
Not yet. That's the only thing I have.
We haven't turned on yet either. It's a little early, but okay.
It
I mean, they've had rain. There's several of them that are green. The trees are blooming. They're, you know, they're alive. I can tell. Two bushes have been stepped right on and busted, so they're not going to grow. And two more on the side. And the other thing, those dogs have got to go in that garden. I cannot do that anymore. You can't even walk down that sidewalk.
Who owns that building?
Yes.
It's a Manning guy.
And then up close to the library, it's just a trail. So as soon as those kids start running on that sidewalk, they're going to run right on it and run into the library. It happened last year.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Any other business? Other business?
That's all I know.
Alright, no public comment. Anyone? No. Alright, there are future agenda items we have to discuss and look at the curriculum policy and discuss what the building can be used for. Did we get something back?
I'm going to send that to Steve. Okay. I'm going to bring that in. So much lately. That's kind of been.
One background, sorry. The only question I have is, would we want to try meeting the week before, instead of the 27th, since that weekend is our party? I mean, isn't it the summer reading party? We're going to meet on Tuesday and it's on Friday. I was just wondering if, since we're already meeting off, if we would do it the Tuesday before if we...
I was going to tell you in May. What if we meet on the 14th? Can we meet on the 14th? Or is that somebody else?
The 7th and the 21st.
When is
May 14th. I will be out of town.
Okay.
Climbing is only the 13th.
Oh, okay.
Tuesday.
About the 20th? Oh, we were meeting on Tuesday because it was graduation on Wednesday. And I'm okay if we meet on the 27th. I just wanted to verify with you. So if anyone gets any donations come in, we'll just text member of the group.
Thing I really feel like for May that I need to even have a meeting for is just to finalize everything. And I can probably just do that over the phone. So we may not even have to have a meeting.
Okay. So if you get a donation, put it in the group text so they will know.
Come to bring it to the library, let us know if it needs to be picked up.
Or
if someone's going to mail it, just let me know so I can be watching for it.
So they can forego the May meeting then.
Okay.
And I'll just...
And the connection then will be in June then, on the last...
Yeah.
So June 25th?
Yeah, we'll just do June 25th.
6 months from that day, boy, Christmas.
Oh, even talk like that, Linda, what is wrong with you? Oh my God.
I need to
get
a correct email so I can send...
Just so that she had the right email
to publish the meeting minutes.
Because I need to also send the finalized minutes for last month, and I have off doing this.
Chris, OKRISTAL. HagfarlandUtah.org. And just so you know, we did get okay for the domain HagfarlandUtah.gov, so a lot of these emails will be changing, and we'll send all of you when that happens.
Now,
HagfarlandUtah.org
right now.
HagfarlandUtah.org. Utah is spelled out.
Utah, okay. So it's KRISTAL@Utah.gov.
And is that the new city recorder or just a person doing that minutes for now?
That's just the intro. Now doing stuff. We have to post for 30 days, so we posted today.
Can we read it?
Where do you post?
Post on the state webpage, we post on our webpage, and we post on workforce services.
Can we be able to get your things signed and turn in your policies? And why are we able to turn your policies on? I did, Devin.
During lunch hour, so I put it in the drop box.
Devin, were you and Krista able to get those both turned in? Okay. Alright, and I didn't hear back from anyone else, I just wanted to...
Lauren did not attend one of the meetings.
Yeah, we're good with her.
Devin's trying to get us a couple of dates because whoever is left to do that is going to have to do it on the date he can come up because we're not going to continue to pay him just because... because we got stragglers.
Yeah, for sure.
They're going to have to make some arrangements.
And I think she was the only
okay.
one.
Thank you for bringing that.
Sharice was, but now Sharice is moving to this.
Is that everybody?
And then Cindy, I can ask Cindy.
Oh, but Cindy did do it.
She did.
Cindy emailed them to me.
Perfect. Okay, so we're all good. Hey, don't have to start those and get on the list. So, okay. Well, I came, because I hadn't come, I've been waiting, and then I came, and they finally found the blank ones, and then they were going to be closing at 8:30 on Friday, so I was like, everyone has to go by Thursday, and then I just, it was Easter weekend, it was a crazy one. So
we were all running in, and I was going, oh, that's right, this is true.
I mean, it's, we may be up every time, so. Okay. So our next meeting will be Wednesday, June 25th at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Garland City Office Building, and we will adjourn the meeting at 6:35.
Do we need to make motion to adjourn?
To adjourn.
Oh, I love to adjourn.
Thank you.
Here's a second.
Thank you. In the adjourn, 6:35 p.m.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Yes.
Let's be here 25 minutes. What else are we talking about? So we said we'll be done, and now I call Elizabeth, and then I'm here. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming. Much stuff.